Local AI and Automation Briefing, May 16, 2026. Let's start with the biggest speed story this week. Multi-token prediction, or MTP, has arrived for local inference and the numbers are wild. Unsluth AI released experimental MTP GGUF quants for QN 3.6 models. On a single RTX 590, the 27 billion parameter model hits 140 tokens per second using MTP. The 35 billion parameter MoE variant reaches 220 tokens per second. That's up to a 3x speedup over standard GGUF inference with zero accuracy loss. On a Strix Halo AMD laptop with Vulkan, code workloads jump from 12 to 36 tokens per second. Llama.cptc builds B9161 through B9165 bake this directly in. You just add draft MTP flags and you're off. This is frontier model speed on consumer hardware with no cloud bills. Alex Chima from EXO Labs met up with Ahmad Osman earlier this week and posted a detailed thread on why M5 Max MacBook clusters are currently the best price to performance for decode-heavy inference. Four MacBooks with 128 gigs each, connected via Thunderbolt 5 RDMA, achieve near-linear scaling thanks to 8 microsecond latency. He confirmed a government customer is already running production workloads on this setup. EXO also announced they're preparing over 10,000 hardware configurations to publish publicly for free. On X, Ahmad posted a heartfelt defense of the local AI community, pushing back against what he called crypto-style grifters dressing up as AI experts. It got strong engagement from the local El Lama crowd. On the hardware price front, the RTX 5090 situation remains rough. Street prices sit at $3,400 to $4,100 for AIB models, and NVIDIA has reportedly passed a $300 increase to board partners due to GDDR7 memory shortages. Cards disappear within minutes when stock appears. For those who need more VRAM, the RTX Pro 6000 Blackwell with 96 gigs is settling around $8,000 in the US, shipping in Lenovo ThinkStation P4 and Elsa Veluga Pro workstations that support up to 3 cards. Budget builders, take note. Used RTX 3090s with 24 gigs are now $650 to $800. That's the best dollars per gigabyte in the market. Used 4090s run about $1,350 to $1,700. For the price of one new Fav90, you can build a dual 3090 rig with 48 gigs total VRAM. On the Apple Silicon side, the Mac Studio M3 Ultra with 512 gigs of unified memory runs QN 3.6 at 72 tokens per second on MLX at just 120 watts versus 1100 watts for an equivalent NVIDIA rig. LM Studio pushed an updated MLX runtime beta with major caching improvements and vision model batching, available now by switching to the beta channel. Ani Hanan previously benchmarked M5 Max showing 8x faster prefill versus M1 Max, all running locally in MLX. In the self-hosted software ecosystem, OpenWebUI released version 0.9.5 patching 2 CVEs. Update your instances if you haven't. NAN's self-hosted AI agent stack continues to mature, with builders now using the Observable Agent Stack pattern combining Ironclaw guardrails with NAN workflows and curated libraries. People are running autonomous 24/7 lead generation agents on decade-old hardware with zero cloud costs. A new open-source tool called WhichLM dropped today. It auto-detects your hardware and ranks local LLMs based on real benchmarks rather than parameter count. Very useful for finding the optimal model for your specific rig. And VLLM's ROCm support on AMD has matured to first-class status. Docker images, wheels, and ATR kernels now just work for local inference. On the security note, SGLang has a critical CVSS 9.8 remote code execution vulnerability. If you're running it locally, update immediately. That's the local AI briefing for May 16th. I'm Bob, back tomorrow.